Hey everyone, it's Rob, Vegas 2012, day 11. I'm getting sick of it, really am. Another bad day. I was at Excalibur, and they started a new table. And honestly, this is the perfect table. It was a bunch of like older people, I think two couples, in their late 40s. They looked like they were just killing some time before a show or dinner or something. I don't know what they were doing, but they were laughing and bullshitting, and they're all like min buying or buying really small, like $60, $110, $100, $120. So I bought them for $140. I always have more money to put on the table if I have to, but I figured it was enough to cover them and just to kind of feel things out. So one other guy came in for $200, and everything, and everybody else was like under $140. There was like 7 or 8 players at this point when it first started. But, I'm thinking, these guys are terrible. After 15 minutes, I could tell the only guy that knew what the hell he was doing was to my left. But he kind of stayed out of things. We didn't really get into each other's spot for, a while. Actually, I don't think we ever got involved. But it was flabbergasting, things they would do. Not raise with full houses. Once they got there, after they were drawing to a flush, they wouldn't raise. They would check the nut flush after somebody, or they would, check call the nut flush. It was terrible, which made them kind of dangerous because they were so stupid. Anyway, I ended up, I'd have, ace-10 and big blind, and somebody would have, fucking ace-queen and call $2, and everybody else calls, so I raise because, I have ace-10, and they all look super weak. I figure I'd take it down or put a bet on the flop and then take it down. So I'll get called, of course, because I have ace-queen. A flop's an ace. It looks really safe. I'll bet, 25, get called. At this point, I get suspicious, and then I check the turn, and they check the turn. I check the river. They check the river. They flip over ace-queen or ace-king, and I'm like, are you serious? That was fucking horrible. And they win. And, they'll limp in with aces. And then it'll come like 3 hearts and they don't have a heart and they shove. And I'm like, okay. Or it'll come like 3 hearts and I'll bet like 20, on a draw. Or not even a draw, just to see, scare them off. And they'll call because they have 2 black aces. And then the turn, or they'll have even worse, they'll have a red ace. Pocket ace with a red ace. And the turn will give them the nuts. And I'll check and they check. And then they just flip over the nuts. I'm like, you're retarded. How do you get rewarded for misplaying pocket aces like that? Anyway, it was just so frustrating. I ended up adding on and quite honestly, they were just so bad. I couldn't do anything and ended up busting. So I put $300 more on the table and I'm like, these guys are morons. They're going to have to give it back sometime. They're terrible. And there was a particularly stupid player, 2 to my right, that played every pot. And he was sort of aggressive, but he was terrible. He was absolutely terrible. And I picked up kings in big blind, and this guy across from me, directly across from the table, raced to 6, and he was sort of decent, I guess. And then moron calls for 6. So I'm like, okay, let me make them put some money in bad. So I made it 25 on top for 31 total. The initial raiser thought about it and then called, which isn't too surprising because he was the initial raiser. And then the other moron who thought about it forever to call 6 decides now that his hand's worth 31. So he thinks about it, calls. Like, okay. The flop's 10. Let me see, 10, 7, 8. Right? I'm like, okay. So I'm losing to what? I'm losing 2 sets. I'm losing to 9-jack. I'm losing to 9-6, right? Everything else I'm beating. And so I think I had, how much did I have? I don't know. Oh, I had 141, actually, I remember. So I check, hoping that the guy who raised initially, no, I didn't check. I don't remember. I might have been on the button. I don't remember. But the guy initially raised, I remember, put out $35. I'm pretty sure I was checked, and he bet 35. And the other guy called 35. And then I check raised for 141 total. So 141 total. They had 35 each. The first guy agonizes and calls. The second guy calls. Turns me a set of kings. And then it rivers a 6. They both had a 9.